This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? Why are you grinning? You've got a naughty grin.
Have I?
Yes, you do.
No. No.
No?
No. No, I'm fine.
What have you been up to?
I've been writing today.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed some of those coloured cards?
With those cards... A lot of people ask me what those cards are, and I go, oh, David's writing something, and they go, there's nothing on the cards, though. And I just assume...
Well, there are. So, if you are listening and you want to, there are.
Right.
There's something written on them now. If you found out what was written on them, you'd go, oh.
In disappointment?
Yeah, not interested.
I could probably... Give us a card.
Okay.
Give us a card.
Okay, this you'll like.
Naked swimming. I was not expecting that.
Nor was I when I looked around.
That's not... Is that the film? Part of the film?
Yeah.
And is that inspired by what we talked about on the pod?
Me. Oh, no.
No, you. You're going to swim naked on film.
No. It's just something I read. I went, oh, that would look good.
In a film?
For this character. No, you're not me. Oh, that wouldn't look too good.
Test it out. Are you going to see them naked?
Yeah.
Male or female?
Male.
Will I see his penis?
Do you want it?
Invite me down.
Oh, fucking hell, we're talking about cocks.
Instantly talking about cocks.
I hate it when they show cocks in films. There's no need.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a need in my film.
In your film specifically. Oh, wow. Nice.
No. Not nice.
What, can you say anything
about it? No.
So you've just left the notes there for me to squint at.
You won't even be able to. Do you know what? When I did it, I was like... No, I didn't, actually. I came up with all these little things that I'd want to see in the film. So I thought I'd just jot them down. Did I think they'd be on the Zoom? Maybe I thought, oh, I'll be on the Zoom. Oh, I can't be arsed right now. I'll just jot them. And now they're on Zoom during the recording.
No, I think you're trying to show everyone you've been productive. I'm working on something.
No, honestly, this is what I went working. Right, I need to put those on that. As I got up off the chair, I thought, okay, this is going to be on view. I can't be thinking all the time that... be nice that some of the cards are filled now. So on Zoom, people might go, oh, right, they're filled. But 20% of my thought was...
There was a little bit of, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You can admit it. That's fine. That's quite a lot. That's actually quite a lot. That's quite a lot of...
It's a fair portion, isn't it? If you had 20% of a cake, you're a fatty.
So what do? You just write, you go, that'll look nice, write them on the post-it notes, you don't forget.
Yeah, for now. And then later on, start working out the story, go, okay, that should go down to there, move that there.
I see.
Yeah? Otherwise, if it's all on the script, you're like, I don't know where anything is.
Clever.
It is very clever.
That is genius.
You like writing?
Oh, I like writing, yeah. Yeah, I'm not very good, but I like it.
Writing,
I write every now and again.
I know you write. You write songs, and you've written a new song.
I have. Well, we've written a new song.
Honestly, when you said last night, do you want to hear it now? Or of course, I want to hear it now.
But do you know? Because I was on the way to the hashtag game, and I was like, I must send David the song. And then on the way back, I was like, shit, I never sent it. I listened to it so many times in the car. Just little bits of me going, oh, maybe I could change that. Maybe like sort of studying
it. Oh, you're tweaking it?
Yeah, little tweaks, yeah. Yeah.
Should we explain what the song is?
Yeah.
Over to you.
Oh, God. No, I can talk about... This isn't like talking about actual lyrics, is it? I'm not a ponce. It's about John, so let me get the lyrics up.
So when I did the guitar, off the back of the... It was a success, Happy John.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was, okay, they expect something. Let's take them elsewhere to show that we're artists.
That's... Yeah. Well, you said to me, Sam Fender, and I instantly, the melody...
The kiddie winks would go very nice too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what style Happy John is, really. I don't know what genre that is.
Quirky pop?
Quirky pop, yeah. We can do quirky pop. They know that now.
Yeah.
Can we make them feel?
Turns out we can.
Turns out we bloody can.
I don't know if it works like that now, but if you're going to put out an album, what track would this song be?
How many songs are on the album?
What do you reckon? 10? 12?
Yeah, I think 10. Yeah. I instantly thought 12, but then I thought, fucking hell, that's 10 more songs.
Well, yeah.
That's so brilliant. all right, let's do 12. We'll do 12. This is not a single.
No.
This is a...
But something that might become a single due to...
They'll go, in 10 years, they'll go, do you know, that was never a single.
Yeah, they go, fuck off.
What? Of course it was. It wasn't. It's on the album.
What, Let Go of Her was never a single.
What? It's basically just about... I've pieced together things John said on the pod over the... weeks.
Like what?
Well, the fact that he likes to go up to women in clubs, of course.
Does he? I thought they came to him.
Yeah, but I think... So this tells a story of what I imagine a night out to be. So John sort of explained that he likes to tell women at clubs about the comedians that follow him on X, formerly Twitter.
By the way, John's coming on in 10 minutes, and we're gonna debut the song to John.
Yes, yes, yes. That women come up to him in clubs. They love the fact that he summarises Exeter games.
Do they
on
love
Radio
that?
Devon? I think they like the BBC title. If I'm honest.
If you're honest.
Yeah, but this is about. this is about. A girl that isn't just giving herself to John willy-nilly. She's not impressed by his fame, his looks, his sexual prowess. But and it sort of wrecks, it throws John into sort of a cycle of self-doubt where he feels very hurt. He's not used to this feeling. He's not used to this feeling of rejection. And so, yeah, it basically speaks to that, what I imagine John would go through.
God! I was saying last night, this is so niche.
It couldn't be more niche. If someone comes in and gives the podcast a go on this episode...
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Stick around. It takes 9 months to get into.
Yeah.
But after 9 months, you'll go, oh, yeah, very good indeed. Very good podcast.
I just hope, John, because I obviously, you know, I hope it doesn't bring up any past experiences that he's going to... It might make him think about them and he might get very, very angry at me. That's my worry.
And we haven't recorded since our rivalry recording, podcast recording, which we haven't put out yet.
Is it going to go out?
It will do at some point.
Oof.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, so it's good timing.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Great timing.
Or terrible timing. Oh, God, John's sent a grumpy text into the chat.
Oh, having a... Oh.
I'm having a rotter here.
Oh, is this the right time to play this song?
He's in a really terrible mood.
Play Happy John first.
Happy John. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Happy John. Happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song.
John, what's wrong? Why are you looking so glum? You got a 10-bedroom house and you live with your chums. You can tell them all apart by the wheelies and bums.
By the wheelies and bums. Combine harvesting, you're singing to a bunch of randy women. But the only time you're grinning is when Exeter are winning. Come on, John. Just sing this happy song and you'll be happy, happy John. Happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song and you'll be happy. Happy John, happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song.
By day, summarizing on a radio Devon. By night, womanizing, taking ladies to heaven. Drives a saloon, high under, high body. Cruising around, picking up all the hotties.
Sorry, boys. Mate, I've had an absolute rotter. Literally, I'm running off about 45 minutes sleep. I've just played football. I've left my car probably about a mile away. I've had to run in the rain a mile because there's just the traffic won't move. I was meant to be back at like, what was it, 2:20, and I just walked in, so I can only apologize.
Why 45 minutes sleep? That's terrible.
Oh, heavy night out last night.
Very apt.
Do you know what today is, John?
What is today?
We've written a new song.
Okay, right, let's go. Let's get it. I'm excited for this.
We've explained to the...
Whoa, wait, what have you explained to the,
well,
to the listeners?
Just, we've explained to the listeners what to expect, as in the first song we put out was like a sugary pop song, a little bit quirky, but you get it straight away. You go, okay, I'm in. I know, I'm bouncing around, I'm enjoying the beat.
Okay.
This is catchy, I haven't got to think too hard. You've got to think a bit with this one, and it's a slow burner, it takes three listens.
What's the title of the song?
Let Go of Hurt.
You're a dick. All right, come on then. Let's hear it.
I think after the first listen, you might be a little bit like, what the fuck?
What's the context?
Oh, we're listening to it 5 times on the trot.
Yeah, okay, right. Good.
Can we have like an analysis breakdown from the artists themselves, what they meant by certain bits and bobs?
Yeah, well, I just started getting into that when you joined, so that's a good time.
Sorry.
In fact, we listened to it the first time. We'll stop. You give your immediate reaction.
Yeah, because there might be some bits where you're like, what the fuck do you mean by that? That didn't happen.
Okay. And then we'll play it again.
It's only 1 minute 48.
Mm.
So it's not that long of a song. So it can't. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
Oh, it could be 5, 6, 7, 8.
you've had to condense this down.
No, this one could be long.
Okay. Right. Shall I hit play?
Close your eyes, though, John, because it's a bit of a story. I want you to
Okay.
John was a city boy. He was a tiger that couldn't be tamed. Another night, another woman, another girl, another day. Yeah, John was a pretty boy with a Radio Devon fame. Summer rise and exit to games. He drove the ladies completely insane. Then one day, a fair maiden, she caught the eye of the tiger. The tiger found the prey he was craving, and he crept up right beside her. He said, hello, I'm John, what's going on? Look who follows me on X. I've got comedians coming out my ass. He thought I usually gets them in bed. But this one, she was different. She didn't care about money or fame. At that point, John's heart broke in two, and he would never be the same again. Let go of heart, John. Let go of heart. Let go of heart, son. Let go of heart. Let go of heart. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yeah.
That's the bit where I picture the crowd. Where you go?
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
La, 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 you. La,
yes. La, la, call and response. La,
la, that was a bit la, of sensory la, overload, to be honest. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's loads going on. Mm-hmm. So we listen to it a second time.
Okay, I'll go again. Right, I need to actually.
God, my heart goes like mad when I hear see you listening to it. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely hypothetical. Scenario, so
no, it's not.
Why can't I start it again? Oh, I've got to listen to the whole of the la 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 la. Right,
la 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 la.
Right, here we go.
La, 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 la.
Yeah,
everybody, la, everybody, la, fucking hell, he's so loud. You yeah. Oh my god,
thank
god.
You so much.
Right, here we go, and again, I need to take my headphones out. Yeah.
John was a city boy, he was a tiger that couldn't be tamed. Another night, another woman. Another girl, another day. Yeah, John was a pretty boy with a Radio Devon fame. Summer rise and exit to games. He drove the ladies completely insane. Then one day, a fair maiden, she caught the eye of the tiger. The tiger found the prey he was craving, and he crept up right beside her. He said, hello, I'm John, what's going on? Look who follows me on X. I've got comedians coming out my ass. He thought I usually gets them in bed. But this one, she was different. She didn't care about money or fame. At that point, John's heart broke in two, and he would never be the same again. Let go of heart, John. Let go of heart. Let go of heart, son. Let go of heart. Let go of heart. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Come on.
La 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 la.
It isn't very obvious what's going on. I want people to apply it to their own lives.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it's like you said, it's hypothetical.
No, this is. At the start, I might actually go based on a true story.
Okay, actually, you can have that if you want.
Yeah,
you're going to be lying to the audience.
Oh, sure. I won't be. John was a city boy,
so that kind of works with he likes going out. He's a city boy, but also brackets extra.
Yeah, double meaning. Instantly, they're like, shit,
triple meaning.
Actually, yeah, it is a triple meaning.
Is it? What's the three meaning?
There's loads of cities in the world.
And you've been to a lot of
them. Wow, that is so... You know what? How have I not thought of that? How have I not...
Manchester, Exeter. Which city? The city he lives in?
That's two things. So let's not push three. But okay, nice start.
He was a tiger that couldn't be tamed. So that's a metaphor. Think that what you will.
No. You can't. This is. We can't just go every line thinking out what you were.
No, but that
you've got to break
the
it
next,
down on what you meant.
Okay. Well, what I meant is that you are. I meant the club is your jungle. There's lots of prey and you're the tiger and you're hungry.
There's loads of gazelles.
Yeah. Prancing around.
Usually middle-aged.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you doing there now. See, this is why we're breaking it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Another night, another woman. Again, make of that what you will.
That was pretty down the barrel of the...
another
straight down the barrel of the gun.
And then this one's maybe a bit on the nose as well, because it's the same thing again. Another girl, another day. Don't need to go into it.
Yeah.
You get loads of women every day, different ones.
Mm-hmm. Or you could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
okay.
Now I wanted... So now we've explained, like, the location, what,
I love
what
it.
He does. This is so good. Now this is not what he does, but who he is. Why are these ladies so infatuated with this young man? John was a...
Sorry! This is mental! This is mental!
Hasn't the podcast changed? Oh. This time last year...
They're talking about Lincoln and Derby now. Got a heartbreak song out.
John was a pretty boy.
Was? That was the bit I was going to... Was? Am I not anymore?
It's a. I'm doing it in a story form of like. There once was a boy called. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you still are a pretty boy, but this is about something that happened.
No, of course. It's completely subjective, isn't it? Whether I'm a pretty boy or not. So yeah.
Well this says you are. And
So it's in writing now.
Yeah.
By a pretty big artist. So.
John was a pretty boy with Radio Devon fame, summarising Exeter games. He drove the lady.
There's no fame. Okay, sorry. No, okay.
There is, and there's notoriety, and you're in a position of power to these women, is what I'm trying to say.
I've got absolutely zero power if you're listening, ladies. Zero.
So he's good looking, loads of power, fame, humble, drives the ladies completely insane. So it's this weird situation where the gazelle actually wants to
fuck the tiger.
Well, read into it what you will.
Stop saying read into it what you will. You can't just go where the gazelle...
And then this is about... So what I've done there is, you know, at the start of a film where everything's going great, like maybe the start of a horror film, it's everything's going great. Like, oh, this is lovely. And then in comes the plot twist. In comes the big sort of thing to disrupt everything, cause a bit of jeopardy. Then one day, a fair maiden, she caught the eye of the tiger. The tiger...
He can't even think his own song seriously.
The tiger found the prey he was craving.
So is that me? Am I the tiger?
Read into it what you will.
Well, stop saying that.
Yes, you're the tiger.
Okay.
And he crept up right beside her. Another double meaning, because it's like a tiger stalking the prey, but also you like to creep up on women. So it's two...
Well, I don't. That's categorically not true. I don't do any creeping. Stop making me sound like a creep. I'm a normal guy with normal ways of approaching women. Thank you.
So...
thank you.
Get it on the tombstone. So now we're done with the metaphor, and I'm like, let's throw the listeners into the real world. He said, "Hello, I'm John. What's going on?" Is that something you might... I thought that's, "Hey, I'm John. You're right." Like,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. I'd go like, "How's it going?" sort of thing. Yeah.
And then it says, "Look who follows me on X, is formerly known as Twitter." Because you said on the podcast that you like to...
Sorry, what is that lyric there? "Hello, I'm John. What's going on? What's the next line?"
"Look who follows me on X." So John now has his phone out. He's showing the lady who follows him.
All his Twitter followers.
So just for clarification, I don't go up to women with my followers preloaded. When they follow me, they'll go have a look at my following and they'll say, "Oh, there's a few, you know."
Do they? Is that what happens?
No, John, you're bringing it up, let's be honest. No one looks at the follow...
Yes, they do. Yeah, no, not in the moment. But later on down the line, they might go, oh, who does he follow and who follows them?
Okay, well, that's not what I gained from what you've told me. And I've pieced together from what you've told me over the years.
Okay, well, you've pieced together wrong. So cheers.
I've got comedians coming out my ass. He thought that usually gets them in bed.
Wow. Wow. Does it? God, is that what you think, John?
No comment.
Hey, there's also a little wordplay there. Out my ass, in bed.
Yeah.
In and out.
What? Oh, the food chain. Okay.
But this one, she was different. She didn't care about money or fame. At that point, John's heart broke in two, and he would never be the same again. So,
what are you implying here? That I approached a female and she wasn't interested in any of the stuff I had.
She didn't care about your looks. She didn't care about your power, your followers, your comedians.
But you need to be. Was I successful or unsuccessful with this woman? Is this failure on approach or failure?
At that point, John's heart broke in two, and he would never be the same again. What do you think happened?
That I failed on approach.
You went up to her. You said, look, you tried your usual moves. Blah, blah, blah. He's got it down to a fine art. Oh, hang on. This one's not. This hasn't worked. This hasn't worked. And that just makes you want her more. Let go of hurt, John. Let go of hurt. Let go of her, son.
Let go of her. La 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 la
la la.
So what you're saying? All right, let's not go through that. Let's not. No. Stop them. I'm confused because you said this is based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
That has never happened to me.
Just things I've pieced together over the years.
I've not even known you here. That song is a lie.
It's not a lie.
It is, though.
The fact you're saying that, I think, means it has brought out emotions in you and you're
it
in denial.
It has not at all.
Slightly.
No, genuinely not an ounce of emotion. I thought the song was going to be...
More specific.
Deep. More specific, deeper, like properly get to my... What, David, what are you doing?
Huh?
Just having a stint on the guitar, yeah?
I'm playing it.
We can't hear
oh,
it.
Oh, nice. That's...
No. I mean, I appreciate the art. I mean, from an artistic element, it's brilliant. It's really, really talented, but just not quite what I had in mind. But, you know, I'm not the...
I think it's clearly touched a nerve and you're a bit...
No, why are you trying to sell this... It hasn't touched the nerve.
Mm.
It hasn't. Not at all.
Good.
Anyway, Lincoln.
That's the... Lincoln?
Not going to talk about Lincoln.
What happened? And I...
We lost.
Oh, yeah. That was ages ago, wasn't it? What was the score?
1-0.
Thought so.
Oh, yeah, we are then.
Well, will you listen to that, John, if you're feeling a bit blue? Will you lay in bed?
No, it's because it's not accurate.
I haven't told you, have I? I might as well say here, I said it on Chatmix, I received something through the post. So James got in touch with Naomi and said, can I have your James Vickery?
Oh yeah, he got in contact with me to ask about your address. Yeah, and I said I didn't know.
So he gave him my address, didn't hear anything, package came through the post.
No freaking.
I opened the package. No note, nothing in there, except for these.
Huh?
What? James Vickery did not send you them.
Huh?
James Vickery did not send you. What are they?
So, like? Hang on a minute. So, I open this up and I go, what the fuck? Is there a note in there, Naomi? No. I don't like this at all. Who's...
Are they worn?
No. Sparkling. So my mind's racing. I'm like, well, hang on a minute. Who's got my address? What? Fucking hell. Did you give James Vickery our address? Yeah. Why would he send me these? Where my brain went? Because I immediately start panicking when shit like this happens.
Right.
Good. Why? Because there are fucking nutcases out there.
Yeah.
Do you know where my brain went?
Go on.
I've been talking about watching him, listening to him in the bath. Is he taking it the wrong way?
Why, he's coming on to you?
Sorry. What are we doing here? What is going on?
Really? He's asked your wife.
Are you sure James Vickery said no?
Hang on.
Is this the end of the story? Is
no.
Okay, right, good. Because if that's how it ends, I don't think I could look at him the same again.
How serious were you about that theory?
What theory?
No,
what
I just theory? Went, of course right. not, of course not. But I went, fucking hell. Right, who's asked for my address? James Vickery. Why would James say... Fucking hell, I've said a couple of times that I've listened to him in the bath, naked. And he sort of laughed. And I'm like, is he going, ooh.
Wait, so for the audio listeners, what are they?
Yeah.
It's a jock strap.
So what? I can tell you he's a top podcaster.
A pair of pants with SB.
They're really, really quite sexy. Could you send them my way?
So I looked. I first looked and went, a cricket jock strap. And I was like, there's no way to put the fucking box.
Yeah. Imagine wearing that for cricket. Jesus.
I thought, I have to come from James. There's no other person. And I did. I cut. As soon as I had that thought, I was like, oh, don't be silly. He hasn't done that. Fucking hell. It's insane.
Because he's married too, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's got kids of his own. Yeah.
But he thought he might have a long distance little...
Sorry, what's going on? Is that the end? That can't be the end. can we just get to the end of the story?
Why you want to explore?
Because have you got a jock strap in your hand? Firstly, why are they in your hands still? Secondly, why do you have them to hand? Why are they just lying about? Thirdly, why is a bloody presenter of BBC Radio Devon sent them to you?
Presenter? He fucking runs a fucking sports, son.
Yeah, okay, right. So even higher rating. Why has he sent you a jock strap?
No. Before then, when you thought James wanted a long distance fling with you,
he listens to this, guys.
Did you think to yourself, how am I, like, did you have a plan of how you're going to deal with it? Were you interested?
No, I thought,
this is ridiculous. Was he interested in a long term relationship with James Vickery? Are you listening to the shit that's coming out your mouth?
Also, fucking hell. To go to his baby steps, James. Fucking hell.
Yeah, send him a bottle of red wine first.
Or maybe even like a kiss on the end of a text or something, like a heart or like an aubergine.
No, to be fair, the jock strap comes before the aubergine, I think.
Right. You've got them.
I got them. I'm panicking. Right. Who's wanted our address? James Vickery.
Sorry, I've got a question. Sorry. have you smelt them?
No.
Okay. No. That's probably the first thing I'd do.
No, they're clean, brand new, aren't they?
Just, that's how you know they're clean. You give it. Oh, okay, they haven't been used.
No, you can see that. But I thought, fucking hell. Just had a moment where I thought, fucking hell, he hasn't taken this the wrong way, has he?
What does that mean?
Well, as in.
You need to say what it means.
Do you think James Vickery has seen you in a sexual manner as a result of comments made on the pod?
Yeah!
Okay.
And what's his aim?
Hang on, I thought for about 1.5 seconds, 1.5 seconds, that is, in old money.
But I think that's quite a long time, because that's this. Of youth.
Yeah.
Of
youth. Fucking it.
And what was his aim, though, for you to take a picture? But why were you thinking, oh God, he wants me to put them on and send him a picture?
No, put them on, wear them for a day, get them all sweaty and send them back.
Right. Let me just work it through. It was Firstly, panic, so you don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Was there a return address?
No.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It's like it's panic. Mm. James is the only one who's asked for my address. I haven't received anything from him having asked for my address. This comes through the post. No note. Jockstrap. You would go to James straight away. I go, why has James sent me this? Mm-hmm. We haven't spoken about cricket. These aren't cricket jockstrap. The only thing I've really spoken to James, my connection with James, is that I listened to him naked. Mm-hmm. I then thought, is this a joke? Or, I don't know, does he fancy me?
Fair enough.
Okay, we've gone through this now. We've said that bit of the story three times. At this point, you think James fancies you.
Yeah.
What is the end of this story? And don't go, well, it came to the post, and I thought, well, you can ask me, James, just get to the point of the story. Why are you still holding them? Put them down. Or put them on your head.
Put them down since he picked them up.
Hang on. Yeah. I think Naomi got in touch with James to ask, have you sent us anything? I think.
Have you sent us a jockstrap?
Honestly, I had a moment there. It was absolutely mental.
Who
thought,
sent you the jockstrap?
Hang on a minute.
We're back to the moment.
Don't go back to the bit where you opened it and you thought from one Mississippi and a half.
Think, like, forget about where the jockstrap came from. Think about where I was in that situation. That is like someone who works in the Heritage Lounge or in the boardroom.
Nigel.
That's like Nigel sending you a dildo.
Yeah, what do you do, John?
Nigel,
surely not sniff it.
I should have just stayed quiet. Why did I mention that you work in the boardroom? I shouldn't have said anything.
That's your mum going, oh, Nigel wanted our address, John. He's got something to send you. Oh, is he? What's that?
So
then?
Hang on a minute.
Three weeks later, a dildo comes through the post with no note.
It's
Where's your mind going to go?
I'd go misinput, wrong label, wrong address.
No, because it'll say John Beer, address, dildo.
And then your mum goes, who's got our. Wait a second, didn't.
Hang
Nigel
on a minute.
Ask for it?
Nigel asked me for.
Yeah.
So I've opened this dildo in front of my mum. We're both.
All right, maybe your mum's out, but the point is, you know, Nigel wanted the address.
Oh, okay.
So you would go then. You would go. What's Nigel? Why? Is
yeah,
that,
I'd go. Is there any sort of subliminal messaging here? Yeah,
it's not very subliminal, is it? It's a bloody throbbing dildo, John.
Come on. Let's not add adjectives. But that could be throbbing.
All right, it's a floppy one.
Why is Nigel like this?
Nigel, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. Who sent you the jockstrap?
Okay, everything was fine in the end.
Okay.
Joe said to me, "Have you received anything through the post?" Because he's got two gay friends, and they've just started a company called Sticky Beard. So it was a bit of fun. My point was, for a second and a half. Can you imagine if me and James Vickery had an affair?
It'd break the internet. It would break the internet.
Let's just sit on that for.
I want to live
don't,
that well.
No,
just for
don't.
5 minutes. Don't sit on it.
Do not sit on.
That's
it.
Nigel's little note with the.
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
Why is Nigel like that though?
Perverted.
Nigel is actually really lovely, so leave him out of this.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. Bloody hell. I'm a bypass.
So what do I do? How do I find out? Yeah. I think you tell us. I think David tells us in a private call before he goes, right, this is going to come out. David, tell us.
This is going to come out because James is like freaking and he wants to tell everyone.
Imagine this. I leak it on my BBC Radio Devon show.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, John.
No,
you wouldn't risk
you'd take it seriously.
Like right, David, tell us.
Basically,
me and John.
Oh, yeah, let me take this completely ridiculous hypothetical situation.
No, David's
seriously.
Called us into a call. David, go. What do you do?
Okay, ring, ring, ring. Proper acting it.
You all right, David?
Right, how would I be? So I've contacted you because I want to set the scene. James is freaking out in my life in the background. He's threatening
to
tell.
His texts are coming through while you're on the phone.
He's threatening to tell my wife. Mm. He's going to tell the world. Mm. He's just because he feels like I'm not giving it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, right, he's like Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. I just go, I'm fine.
Right, no, the call opens now. Hiya.
Hey.
You all right, David?
You all right?
Right, cut.
All right, come on.
From the top, Alfie Ringer.
All right, I really try.
Yeah, go. Hey, David.
Hey. I wouldn't say hey. I never say hey.
Stop beeping. No, you might
say hey.
All right.
All right, mate. What's up?
Right, hang on, I've got to really think about this.
Come on. Spit it out.
What's up, David? David, you look like you've got something on your mind. You're all right.
I think I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
What's happened?
No, I don't know how because I've got to tell you.
Boys, I'm fucked. I've done the unthinkable.
You never can.
Basically, my world's fucked. My world's crumbling as I come onto Zoom. I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
What? Tell us. What's happened?
I'm gay.
Okay.
What? That's okay.
It's all right.
Would I say that? Would I say I'm gay?
I don't think you'd say I'm gay.
No, no.
You'd say
Listen, you don't... I don't know. I fall in love with James. I don't know.
James who?
He didn't sign up for this. Yeah, John would be like, James?
James, what? My colleague,
I can't work out how I'd be. I don't even think I'd do a fucking... I wouldn't do a Zoom with you two.
Never ever. I've got to tell the boys.
Sorry, why is this... Why is the Zoom call bit the bit we're stressing over?
I wouldn't have a Zoom with you. I'd just say I can't do the pod for a while. So that's why I can't feel this moment. Why? I'd just say something. No, you'd say why. I wouldn't even answer.
Why has Naomi left the chat?
So after all these years, we don't even get an explanation as to why the pod is empty.
No, it would come out.
And then me and John would have a call. And that call
would
literally...
Do you know what? I wouldn't be thinking about you two. James is freaking in the background going, do you love me or not? Do you love me or not?
And you're going, yes, but I just can't. Yes, no, but we're married. Yeah.
But I think work, I'll be David. Saying yes to his face, and then when I leave him, I go, I don't need this. I don't need it. Naomi finds out. That's fucked.
That conversation.
You'll text me going, when are we doing it in the next episode?
Mm.
I don't even answer that. I don't even answer it. It's way too much going on in my... No. Because you'd go, something's John, up, you'd be worried.
Yeah, at that point, I'd be like, I'd probably message Naomi, is David all right?
And she'd go, little twat.
She might. Yeah, she might say, I couldn't give a fuck, or...
If he's all right.
So I've messaged Naomi, I've said, is David all right? She's put back, I couldn't give a fuck. I'm then like, okay, what the fuck?
Would she say, stick the pod up the arse? Would you say that? stick your pod up your arse?
No. What she might do? She might go, no, he's not all right, actually, and I'll tell you why. And she might go, he's been having an affair with James Vicker, who'd be on my back for 2 months.
2 months.
Okay. I promise you, this is what I'd do if I read that text. I would laugh so much, and then I'd message back going, "Oh God, Naomi, I'm so sorry." No, David, I would, because not for the just purely for the fact that it's James.
Yeah, but you know, Naomi's hurt. You'd be like, "Fucking hell!"
I would. Yeah, I'd be like, "I'm so sorry."
I think it'd take like a year or so for you to find the funny in it.
No, I'm telling you, I would go, Ali. Come here.
1 year to find the funny in it. I wouldn't even wait 1 second
I'd call
to find
John,
the funny in
John,
it.
John,
no, you wouldn't, because you know James Vicker is your bloody new boss.
Yeah.
And he's been doing the biz dirty with me.
I would take so much pleasure in being the one to tell John. Naomi's messaged me and I'm going, John, drop whatever you're doing, call me now. And I go, are you sitting down?
I don't think you'd find it funny. I think you'd be absolutely shell shocked.
I don't know.
I'd be quite annoyed you'd had an affair.
Yeah, but my relationship, my family life.
There'd be some.
Taking it so seriously. You're so annoyed we find it funny. Family guy.
How can you not find that funny? You're having an affair with the guy you spoke about being naked in the bath with. Thousands of times.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be real. Suddenly, that joke has become very, very serious. Two families are buggered.
No,
the repercussions of that.
But I think that would come secondary to me. I'd go.
Yeah. I can't relate to that because I don't have a family.
I'd go. Like, is it my I'd be like this. What? Oh my fucking God. David's been sleeping with James Vickery for 2 months. And then I'd go. And then I'd go, oh shit, poor Naomi. Poor Naomi. That's terrible.
I imagine this is the scenario. Alfie's found out. He's rang me. I'm in the car. I'm driving somewhere. And Alfie's like, pull over. You've got to pull over. I pull over. And he says it. I mute the mic. I laugh.
I think you go.
No, because I wouldn't know if you're joking or not. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, he's taking
over.
The piss.
Give over. You're taking the piss. And I go, mate, I swear on my life. Not, and then I send you the message from Naomi.
And then instantly, heart goes to Naomi. I'm thinking, shit, that's horrible. That
you wouldn't text her because you wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to. You know, she might have been in a forget about it for a second, and my text might spare.
Do you know, I'm picturing a Twitter account 2 years later called Grecians Through and Through, and it's just me and James, and it's our new pod.
Oh, yeah.
That would blow up.
Yoko Ono and so into one another. They're doing a pod together now. And
yeah. But then you. Like, fucking hell, wouldn't so the lines get a bit blurred there of like when you turn the pod off, are you still in pod mode? You want to be able to relax together and not have to.
You'd have to have your own separate sheds out in the garden just to go and.
Yeah, but I also just think like James is obviously still on the radio. Then you do this pod and he's.
Would he be on the radio? Yeah. Did he lose his job?
Yeah, no, he can't. No, not can you lose your job for having an affair? I don't think you can, can you? It's personal.
Yeah, but it's not just an affair, is it? It's become this thing to do with the club, and it might have implications with
absolutely nothing to do with the club. Here.
David's a scout. Isn't he? I would honestly like. What would Taggy say?
That I've been thinking about what Julian would say.
I think he'd back it. I think he'd be like, you know.
Oh, I'd back it. I think
people would say good luck to him.
Well, yeah, I'd then send you a message going, listen, mate, Naomi's told me what's going on. I really hope you're okay.
I would have. I'd go, that's bang out, but I'd be wishing you the best of luck.
No, because David was confused. Like, he's not just having an affair. He's questioning his sexuality. His mind's been blown.
Not the only thing's been blown.
Right, this is getting too far now.
James, listening to this. I actually feel a bit sad.
Why?
I feel like it's happened.
That there is no relationship.
No, I feel that sad that even putting happened. Myself in that.
I feel sad horrible. That I wasted 15 minutes on this topic of conversation.
I think if it was you, I would go back to the two episodes James was on just to have a little listen.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any sexual tension?
Yeah, was there any spark there or anything?
I'm going to listen tonight.
Why don't we listen now?
To that, yeah, and see if there is anything.
So are we now trying to fabricate a fake...
No, but let's just see. Like, let's just see if there's anything there. You might as well.
I really rate
it. I mean, this one's called listening to James Vickery in the bar.
Would you, if you were in a relationship with him, David, would you still listen to him?
Huh?
If you were in a relationship with him, would you still listen to him?
No, because he'd probably come home and, why haven't you done the bloody dishes?
No, James wouldn't do
was
that.
James, mate.
Hang on, listen.
It's like, yeah, you make
the mental thing about that sentence is that it's actually true, in a way. Yeah.
Honestly, that afternoon, I think I poured, was it a cup of tea? Maybe it was an early red one. I think it was a cup of tea. Cup of tea on the bath, news the day I was born. James in my ear holes.
Yeah, that was it. You made me feel very welcome, very at home.
Oh my God, it's so going on.
See, through that, I was like, it's very one way, it's very David. And then James sort of was just like, you made me feel very at
home. Oh yeah, he's played his part in it. Don't worry about that.
I know what you've done. You've gone, oh, imagine if this scenario happened, blah-de-blah-de-blah. How mental would it be? But it's actually happening in the background right now.
Yeah.
That'd be so clever. Because then everyone would be like,
you made me feel very at home.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Now we have our little car park we meet up in.
Where's that?
You're sleeping with James Vickery, head of BBC Radio Devon. Congratulations.
Radio Heaven. That's where he takes you.
Radio... haven't got a problem.
He didn't send them.
That was Joe. Shout out to his two gay friends who have made the jockstrap company Sticky Beards.
A cool logo, that.
Have a look at their website, Sticky Beard.
David, can I ask you a question? Now, feel free not to answer if you feel it's too intimate, but what would Naomi do if you came up to bed in just their mom?
Well, she'd think it was a joke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come. I want
you firm it and you're like, no, No.
We're well past that.
This is these mini pants, what?
Yeah. No. You don't even think about it. You're like, why are you laughing?
Because I can't imagine a world where I wear these going, why aren't you laughing?
Yeah. That's unimaginable. But
all the rest of this podcast is completely normal, to be fair, but that simple question.
That one, yeah, I just can't get in the headspace for that.
Step too far, that one. Step too far. Which is fair enough. Okay. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Stupid,
I don't understand.
Stupid question. Stupid question. There we go. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
And this is going out. I could do a double banger.
Yeah?
What, two in one day?
Well, I'll put one out Friday. No one listens to the box on Friday.
Let's change the culture.
Do you know the day?